Welcome back, episode 86 of the Summer of Miles podcast. My name is Pat Price, and I'm here, as always, with the homeboy, Sandy Roberts. Sandy, how are we?
Good. It's great to be here.
Coming off a win at the Turkey Trot. How are those legs feeling?
Yeah, you know, what's that line? I keep getting older, but the high school kids, they stay the same age. Always got some young bucks ready to tango, and was able to hold it off. You know, it was the Ridgewood Turkey Trot 5-miler. It runs through our neighborhood, so it's hard not to want to win that every year.
Sure. You gotta claim
supremacy in the hood, in the Coley Forest hood.
I don't know if I'd use that phrase, but yeah.
Yeah, well, in the Coley Forest neighborhood.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
And Logan, my brother, got third, so in Deanna played. So we just had a bunch of Roberts out there, but it was a lot of fun. Had a great Thanksgiving. How about you guys? You were up in the Black Mountains.
That's right. We were doing some serious altitude training. Yeah. Catching some 5-milers around Black Mountain and Montreat. And
Pat, hot take. Is Black Mountain better than Asheville? With what it provides, it's obviously the smaller setting. But
yeah, it is nice. It's more chill. There's more stuff to do there than ever. And
well, the hiking, yeah. I mean, is epic.
Totally.
Just because it's access to those different mountain points. And yeah, I just love the downtown. It's hard to beat that.
Agreed. They got a good little running store, a few good breweries, like some great spots. So yeah, definitely check out Black Mountain, North Carolina. Well, speaking of the kids, before we kind of get to what we're going to talk about today, shout out. NC State women back-to-back
Holy
championships.
Smokes.
Caitlin Tui with the win.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but really, we got to give props to all the. I mean, locally, I mean, NC State obviously, Coach Geiger and Lori Hannah's phenomenal. They continue to just incredible team. I mean, back-to-back, we should just not take that for granted about what NC State women did.
So hard to do.
Pressure. Yeah. I mean, Let's Run was talking to them about maybe being one of the greatest cross-country teams coming into the season of all time. Coming into the season,
yep.
They probably were a little underperformed or underwhelmed people, but. Listen, it doesn't matter what you at Wisconsin, you know, in October when you win it all at the NCAA meet. And just a very poised run by Caitlin Tui, who just signed an NIL deal with Adidas. And the rest of the girls, shout out Nevada Moreno.
Definitely.
Who, you know, it's had up and down since coming back. But gosh, she essentially won it for them.
Leesville Road, yeah.
Yeah, did great. And Sam Bush and Kelsey, Camille,
yeah.
I think. But just a fun to watch them. The men did really well coming in 11th. One spot ahead of them was Milton Berg's UNC Tar Heels.
Yeah, don't forget my Tar Heels, baby.
Coming in 10th. And then Dylan Sorensen led the UNC women to their highest finish ever in a fifth place this at the NCAA meet.
Just one spot off the podium. Did not expect that. I think they were 10th or so coming in and just had a phenomenal day. So big shout out. Yeah, Dylan Milt over there.
They were 7th Chapel Hills come in 1985. Way.
Yeah,
and that was the highest they had been. Highest they've been ever. And then the men, they hadn't placed this high in a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
So UNC's on the come up. Wake Forest did well. ACC performed well at large too.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. Speaking of, kind of beyond that, the high school championships regionals went on this weekend. Rocky Hansen, one of the best North Carolina runners in a long time, who will be going to Wake Forest next year, won the Foot Locker South.
Outright, 14:40 I saw. And then there was a girl who came out of, was it Cuthbertson?
Team won the Southeast Regional here in Cary.
Yeah, at the Nike.
And Hannah Ray Schaefer from Cardinal Gibbons made it as an individual. So shout out to them.
Totally. But who, Mary Dalton or Mary Bonner Dalton?
Myers Park. Yeah.
Myers Park, okay.
Yeah.
So Charlotte on the map. Cuthbertson is outside Charlotte though, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I think it's right outside. It's one of those schools that didn't exist when I was in high school. But, you know, they had 5 girls under like 18-10, which is just insane.
Yeah.
So.
Well, just because I was texting with him earlier, Nick Mangum, just phenomenal. I think he, you know, I went to Broughton. I love David Christian. But his teammate, Nick Mangum over at Gibbons, they're doing a great job, obviously, with their women's team, but also getting Hannah Ray Schaefer to Nationals. And so... Just, man, I tell you, the Triangle at large is the home of some fast running. And you know what they say about it, Pat? People want to know, what's the secret of running fast from the Triangle? People ask it all the time. They ask me.
Umstead makes champions.
Umstead's hills pay the bills.
That's right.
As I heard someone say.
And apparently they did pay for Caitlin Tui.
Seriously. Well, yeah, with their
The sum is undisclosed, but if you see her picking up big tabs at Sammy's, you'll know what's going on.
Yeah. But we've got some really cool stuff coming down. Pat's doing some research right now. He got like 70th.
Well, I was trying to figure out what we're looking up. Another quick shout out before we kind of get to the program is Nick Scudder. Yeah, he went to Millbrook. He won the Southeast Regionals. Didn't have the best day at Nationals, but still just, I think, just a junior and one of those guys that I think was pretty good in high school and has just been an incredible college runner.
Yeah, made a really solid jump.
Maybe McAlpine pays the bills.
Yeah.
One hill.
Exactly. But tomorrow, when this will be dropping, it will be Giving Tuesday. As you guys know, obviously a thing that is near and dear to our hearts and, of course, yours, Sir Walter Running, which puts on the Sir Walter Miler, as well as the Raleigh Half Marathon, which we will get to, but a number of other events throughout the year with our Tour de Walter, our pop-up miles, our rundown, and just different things throughout the year that we're really trying to be the best ambassadors that we can for the Raleigh running community, being inclusive. And so anyhow, we've got some stuff that we're going to be giving away. Well, you can pay to help support, and it enables us to put on great
giving
events.
Away with your generous donation.
Totally. I was going to say, yeah, there is money involved in that. But I know, Pat, you want to kind of walk us through what is available with these different memberships?
Sure. And part of what we like to do is highlight kind of what we've done in the past year and kind of what we're looking forward to do for the future year. And this year, we introduced that Greenway 5K series, which we did the Banbury Crit and the Kiwanis Park 5K, and then the Hertford out and back over there on the Crabtree Greenway. Of course, we had the pop-up miles back in full swing this year over at Athens, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. We did kind of a classics selection of the Tour de Walter. Of course, we had the ever-expanded Sir Walter Miler weekend with the athlete panel at Runology, which was a lot of fun. And then, of course, the downhill mile, and then we have the half coming up this weekend. And next year, we've got more of the same. We're going to do a few more things. We've been talking about this Blowing Rock expedition for a while. I think it might actually come together this year now that we're kind of fully out of COVID. So stay tuned for that. The Wake County Mountains to Sea Challenge, another thing where we're going to kind of challenge everybody to run the entire Mountains to Sea Trail, not at once, but throughout the year on the Wake County section of the Mountains to Sea Trail. And then, of course, this podcast, one of the things that Sandy and I've been wanting to do is highlight some of the local legends and, not just current, but this year we had a lot of fun with Jack Batchelor, Dan Mendelman, Mary and Mike Shea, along with all the, people from Sir Walter. So we're going to try to keep that going too.
Yeah. I mean, Pat, that's so great. I appreciate you kind of going back and showing us what we've done over this year, because the year kind of goes by so quickly and we forget all the things that happened even in 2022. But part of what we love doing here at Sir Walter Running, we have a team that works really hard, is we love putting on events that bring people together. And obviously it's around running, of course, but the majority of these events, and I don't know what percentage, but I'm going to say at least 80, if not 90, are free. They're absolutely free. It's like, we enjoy doing them. We're inviting you to do them with us and inviting the community in. We put them on because we really do enjoy, again, these inviting you into things that we enjoy doing as well.
Definitely.
But again, it's a labor of love, but there are some things that actually can help pour back into what the Sir Walter Running is about, so that we can continue to put on what we enjoy. So there's some things that are really helpful. The Raleigh Half Marathon being one of those. It's a paid event. It's a very excellent kind of no frills half marathon that's coming up. We'll get to that. But when people are willing to get behind these running membership options, this money goes exclusively, where no one's getting paid here, this goes exclusively towards keeping all these things going and enables us to put on awesome new events. And we have some things that we're excited about doing. And I were just dreaming on that. But also, end of the day, our kind of flagship event, the Sir Walter Miler, which we love. And again, I can't tell you, every year people come and say, man, y'all should charge. We will not do that.
No.
We will not do that. But part of it that helps us so that we can continue to keep it free is things like this.
Definitely. Yeah. And, when we started this race, 2013, so nearly 10 years ago, when Sandy was out there with Logan trying to break 4 in the mile, we never thought it would get this big. But now that we've got it where we like it, we want to continue to improve and give you guys fun things to do. And yes, keep it free. Make that weekend a weekend you're going to either want to travel to Raleigh or stay in Raleigh. And this year, having the second and third fastest women's times in the world certainly helps.
Yeah, I know, totally. It's fun. I know, Pat, you have to remind me the name, but Ben Blankenship is doing this event, or doing this, I guess, foundation.
Yeah.
Where they're planting trees for every first time sub-4 and sub-4:30 miler. And they geotagged these trees out in Eugene with a little tag, like a tag and a location so people can go. But how much fun is it to like see how many times Raleigh, the name of Raleigh in terms of the location of these sub 4 and 430 is popping up?
Yeah, it's called the Fast Forest, and the name of his organization is called the Endless Mileage Project. And yeah, we've got a lot of names on that list. So it's been really fun seeing those pop up, and definitely check those out if you're ever on that trip to Eugene, because our goal has always been to give people a chance to break 4 and 4:30 and to see it come into fruition and see it celebrated, for a longer thing than just a night in Raleigh is great to see. So
yeah, totally. And before Pat, I'm gonna let you just kind of share a few of these membership options.
Sure. Again,
they only got two, but it's the best two you could ever have.
Exactly.
And the shirts and the design and what it says, you're gonna want to be rocking these around town. Well, heck, you're gonna want to be rocking these around the country because people are gonna know.
Exactly.
Olmsted makes champions.
Yes, this is kind of an idea that's been many years in the making. I don't think I coined the phrase, but I've always said the phrase. Probably picked it up from Bobby Mack or somebody many years ago. But yeah, we have this banner in Run Quarters. If you ever come to Raleigh to stay, you will see this banner in there. So we kind of made shirts because people always ask about it. So $40 is our Sir Walter Runner membership level. And what that does is, yeah, just like Sandy said, it helps support all these events that we're doing. Sometimes it's as simple as, you're helping pay for the spray chalk to put on an event, or, a couple cases of water, or the Gatorades, but it adds up. And, we can't do this just out of our own goodness, unfortunately. I mean, if anybody wants to give us millions of dollars, we'll never ask for any money again.
Yeah.
But we put this on because people care. And if people quit paying, then we'll stop doing it and move on with our lives. But this year we do have a couple fun things. And we're doing four colors of this shirt. It is kind of a soft cotton shirt, so you can't actually wear it in public. We've got the green with the white print. We've got kind of the off-white with the green print. And then after NCAAs, we decided to make a kind of NC State red and a Carolina blue version as well after their strong performances. As many of us know, if you've run in Olmsted, that pack of whether men or women from either of those schools has probably blown by you a time or two. Maybe not Sandy, but me for sure.
Well, no, yeah. Pat, what do you think we could get? I'm going to get Coach Raleigh Geiger to have a Olmsted Makes Champions Red Edition. That's going to be on our Instagram.
We'll get a picture of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
definitely. So, yeah, we're going to be ordering those next Monday after the race. So if you want to give those as a Christmas present or get one for yourself, stocking stuff it, get that order in. The next order is the Super Squirrel. And with the Super Squirrel, it's $125. You get your shirt of choice, and we're doing a Nike half zip with the Sir Walter Miler logo on it. We've never done this before. You probably got a Nike half zip. If you haven't, this is the time of the year when they're perfect to wear. So there you go. Two different options. Go $40, go $125. Give till it hurts.
Totally.
Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're 501c3, we're the ones you want to give to.
amongst all your things. Yeah. Of course, we can say, do whatever you want, but donate to anything that you see value in. I think there's, whether it's the Mountains to Sea Trail or, the Appalachian Trail or the Friends of Olmsted, the Appalachian Conservancy. There's tons of good ones out there.
Triangle Land Conservancy.
Triangle Land Conservancy is what I was looking for. Lots of good ones out there that further what we can do with running and events that we can have. So
totally.
Giving Tuesday is an awesome event. So support us and support others. And anything else on that?
The one thing before we move to this Raleigh Half Marathon, I know you people who tune in to the Summer Miles Pod here, Pat Price and Sandy Roberts, but the reality is we do have an incredible team behind us. So just want to give a shout out to a couple other members who give until it hurts with their time.
Yes.
That would be Jeff Karen. That would be Melissa Coleman. That would be James East and Stephen First. Give so much time to not only put on the Sir Walter Miler, but the Raleigh Half Marathon and other events throughout the year. So just to really cannot say enough about the work and the time they put in to help us put on, or to make sure that everything we do is with excellence, that it is well thought out, and it is, it's a great product. So just want to give one to make sure those names were included.
Definitely. Yeah, the team, you will see them out working hard if you're out there Saturday or Thursday or Friday of this week that we'll get to. But yeah, we're excited for another year and couldn't do it without all the help that we have from you and from our team. So here's to 2023.
Here's to the dream work, the dream work of teamwork, as the as the kids say. But hey, Pat, let's get excited because this Saturday, actually, while I'm talking, will you look up the weather for 8 a.m. on Saturday morning? We're going to get, as of Monday at 3:30, the week of, we're going to see what the weather's looking like. But we have the Raleigh Half Marathon coming up this Saturday, 8 a.m., God, I am incredibly December the 3rd, so pumped for it. It does start at 8 a.m. And momentarily we are going to get official meteorologist. We're just getting someone to read what a meteorologist has said. But Pat, what do we got right now looking for Saturday morning?
So right now we're seeing a 55 high, 34 low, partly cloudy, you know, 7 mile per hour winds, you know, slight chance of rain, but great weather for a half marathon.
Actually, Pat, you actually mentioned me the following weekend. The third is going to be 46 low, 67
excuse
high.
Excuse me, Sandy. In case you're running December 10th.
Yeah.
Yes, I was reading the wrong one. I am having cataract surgery at the end of January. Okay. So, you know, that'll be on my own insurance.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, 67 high, 46 low. You know, it might be a little rain, a little small amount of wind, but most of the course is covered with trees, so that rain's not going to hit you.
Yeah, we got a great turnout so far. You know, and we're sitting at a great number. If you haven't signed up, it's not too late. We'd love for you to join us. It is a fun course. Again, we call it kind of our no frills half marathon, meaning you will not be able to find a half marathon for this. This price, even, you know, if you register week up. So I got some spots. We, Gateway Plaza, which is on the corner of Crabtree Boulevard and Capitol Boulevard across from the Salvation Army and behind the Greyhound bus station, is kind of where we begin and start. But so it's just an awesome event. We go out and back on the Raleigh Greenway to Anderson Point Park, do a loop and come back. It's out and back. It is fast. It is flat, except for one hill that you hit twice, but it is so short. You literally close your eyes and you're done with it. But it's a great race, and people have run some really fast times. So we would love for you to come out and finish the year with a PR or just a fun time, especially for those who have been disappointed with the heat or rain of places like Indy, Richmond, or New York.
Anywhere, yeah.
Anywhere, yeah.
And, you know, we say no frills, but hey, we do have some cool stuff. If you haven't seen the shirt yet, it's got the big Sir Walter Santa on there.
Love it.
You're going to get a koozie. You're going to get a race sticker. If you finish in the top 75, male or female, you're going to get a mug. If you win your age group and you're outside of that top 75, you're going to get a mug as well. And we're going to have that after party at Mordecai Bevco. So, yeah, let's walk through that week real quick. So, if you haven't signed up, definitely RaleighHalfMarathon.com. We've got a little bit of room left. But, yeah, Thursday afternoon is when we're going to kick off our packet pickup from 5 to 7 over at Runology/Pine State Coffee. We definitely encourage you to get over there and get your packet. We can kind of answer any questions about the race for you. Friday, on December 2nd, will be 4:30 to 6:30 at Mordecai Bevco, which is essentially where the race starts over there on Crabtree Boulevard at Gateway Plaza. So some come out, maybe have a beer. Probably don't have seven. Some people do, but probably don't do that if you want to have a good race. And then race day, Raleigh Founded, which is the co-working space inside Gateway Plaza. We will have bathrooms in there available from 6:30 to 7:30 a.m. We will have the packet pickup, and we will have porta-johns outside there as well. So that will be your chances to pick up your packet. Kind of, Sandy mentioned the course a little bit, but we'll kind of walk you through that with aid stations here real quick too. If it is going to start right there, kind of right near Fine Folk, on Crabtree Boulevard. You're going to be on the road for about the first quarter mile. You hop onto the Crabtree Creek Greenway there at the intersection of Raleigh and Crabtree, and you're just going to head out. Kind of that first checkpoint is Lockwood Park at 1.6 miles. And you know who we have there, right?
Runology.
Yes.
Yes, sorry.
It is usually pretty wild. Maybe not at the first checkpoint, but at the end.
Lockwood Park's a great neighborhood. It's a great park for kids.
Yeah.
And it's a great aid station.
It is a great aid station. A lot of fun. You'll hit that hill the first time before 2 miles. Barely even notice it going up, assuming you trained to some level.
Yeah, right.
So if it hurts on the front end, you probably need to run a little bit more. But yeah, you'll continue out to Milburney Road, and that's when you get to the end of that section of the Greenway. We will have some porta-johns out there. There will be another aid station. That's at about 2.6 miles, and you'll basically veer to the left towards Anderson Point Park. The next aid station is at 4.7 miles. That is
RDP.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Another lively aid station.
Yeah, Raleigh Distance Project. Yeah, led by Nikki Long. They'll have a, I'm sure they'll have a crew out there ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, Amy will be out there with the crew. That's right. Of course. Yeah, Nikki. Steve-O will be on the bike.
That's right.
They always do a good job. Very encouraging.
Yes.
And so from that point on, you'll head toward into Anderson Point Park, where you'll do that big loop in there. Now we have Crunch Fitness from Creedmoor is there, and we'll be helping the aid station that will be in Anderson Point Park, where you'll do that big 1,000-meter loop, and then you hop back in, and you'll kind of hit those other spots with, the first one you'll see again will be the RDP station at 8.7 miles, Milburnie at 10.8, Runology at 11.8, and then, of course, the finishes at that 13.1 right before you get back to Raleigh Boulevard off that little side of the hill. So, fun course. This is our third year doing it out there, fourth year in total. And then after you finish the race, yeah, head back over to Mordecai Bevco for that post-race party. They made another beer for us for the event. So,
and you got Union Bread Co. over there. So there's a lot of vendors, you know. Yeah. I think there's a yoga spot if you just need to stretch out. I don't even know. I think I'm actually positive there's a yoga place over there.
And there's the Hard Work Gym too, which is right across the street on Crabtree, where they kind of hosted us for the course preview. They're going to have a bunch of stuff going on. So watch the social media. We'll kind of be teasing this stuff all week. But I'm excited. It's going to be another exciting day on the trail.
It's going to be a great way to finish off 2022. Again, do not forget tomorrow will this be dropping?
Either Monday night or Tuesday morning.
Yeah, but it'll be Giving Tuesday. And again, don't forget the Sir Walter Running membership options. You need the swag. That's all there is to say. It's going to be... You're going to want to be rocking it in 2023. And let's go ahead and get some shiny new PRs. I got some folks who I think have trained really well and just need the weather to be a little nicer, which it will be on Saturday morning at 8, to come out and have a great... We need to have like a... I do. It's kind of cheesy, Pap. We need to have something like, if you PR, you can ring something.
Bring a gong. Bring a bell.
Yeah.
If anybody has access to something we can ring, let us know. Yeah. And speaking of half marathon, Sandy, you just ran your debut half marathon.
I did, up in Richmond.
What are some tips you can give to our listening audience?
I'm not sure. I mean, it was a good little haul. That's for sure. I'll tell you what, Pat. I'll tell you what I did do was I hit a Morton's like 15 minutes before the start.
Yeah.
And Morton's gel, and that really helped me get through. I mean, it was kind of warm out there. I used water periodically just to cool off. Didn't really drink. Wasn't really sure. I didn't know how it sit with the stomach. But and it was going to be a little bit cooler on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, I would dress. You know, you can shed some clothing, but I'd make sure you don't overheat out there. We'll have plenty of water. And I just, you know, the good thing about this is you can kind of die and still run quick. So don't be afraid to kind of go after a little bit. I mean, once you kind of come out of Anderson Point Park and you're heading back, you're at mile 7, it kind of slings you back into the greenway, and you can kind of ride that until you get that short, steep, small hill at the mountain greenway.
Then you get the long downhill.
Yeah.
Past the Tree of Truth and just curl down.
Yeah, and then it just takes you back home. So this course is ripe for some fast running.
There have been some fast times run on this course.
It really has.
Hey, it could be you come Saturday.
Totally. We'll get you something to ring or gong for whatever that's worth.
So that's really all we have for now. Thank you guys for supporting us and all that we do. We're excited for another year. And hey, if you can't run this weekend, if you want to come volunteer, we still got space for you too. Whether you want to work an aid station or whether you want to pace or, you know, you name it, work at the packet pickup. We do have 50 plus volunteers, so we are super thankful for that. And we can always use a little bit more. So thank you for supporting Sir Walter. Thank you for Giving Tuesday, for coming out this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And what else you got, Sandy? Is that it?
No, that's here's to a fast, fun 2023.
There we go. Couldn't have said it better myself. All right, guys. See y'all this weekend.
Hey, Neil. Hey, what? Are you ready? For what? To pop. Pop what? PopsiCo. My hands are high, my feet are low, and this is how I popsico.
His hands are high, his feet are low, and this is how we popsicos.
Popsico, pop, popsico, popsico, pop, popsico.